Now we come to our first feature. In his regular Through the Decades column, Derek James recalls November in Norfolk history. Fires, floods and hot air balloons. His article is read by Paul.
As we start another month in a troubled and tough world for so many people in many different ways, let's take a look back at Norfolk events during November in times gone by. Our seas were the highways of the day, and so many people lost their lives off our coast. It was in November 1901 when a terrible disaster resulted in the phrase, "Caister lifeboatmen never turn back," being used. This came from James Haylett, who had lost two sons and a grandson in a terrible disaster during a violent storm that claimed the lives of no less than nine men when their boat, Beecham, capsized when trying to reach a vessel by the Barbour Sands. After being launched into heavy seas, the lifeboat turned over and was found on the beach. Only three of the 12-man crew survived. Veteran lifeboatman James Haylett, aged 78, and his grandson Frederick were distraught when they heard the cries of the men and ran to the beach. They saved Charles Knight, John Hubbard, and Walter Haylett, but the rest of the crew perished. At the inquest, James made a statement that has resulted in the now famous saying, "Caister men never turn back." More than 20,000 people attended the funerals, and large amounts of money were raised to help the families in their darkest hour. In 2020, the magnificent memorial to the lifeboatmen was added to the list of buildings of historic interest. Lives being saved on the seas in November 1810, thanks to a certain George Manby, born in Norfolk during 1765. This gloriously eccentric and brilliant gentleman became the master of the Yarmouth Barracks and invented Manby's mortar, which enabled a line to be fired from a gun on a ship to save another vessel in trouble. Thanks to him, we had a breeches boy. During the gales in November, it saved 18 lives off the Norfolk coast and was estimated at saving more than 1,000 during its time. And it was in 1891 that there was a major fire that ripped through parts of Sandringham House, the home of the Prince of Wales. Men were reported to be riding along the roads on horseback, shouting, "Sandringham House is on fire!" King's Lynn Fire Brigade rushed to the scene. The blaze was put out after about 3 hours, but the top of the house had been badly damaged and the roof had collapsed. The cost of the damage was estimated at between £10,000 and £15,000, a huge amount in those days. Roads turned into rivers across Norwich in November 1878. More than 300 people had to leave their homes, and 4 people died. And finally, it was reported that on November the 24th, 1783, in consequence of an advertisement in the Norwich papers, a vast concourse of curious and idle persons, said to amount to more than 6,000, assembled on Mousehold Heath to see an air balloon ascend with a cat, a dog, and a pigeon in its car. The balloon, however, was not visible, and the multitude, as in the story of a king of France and his 40,000 men, went up the hill and then came down again.